Now, we are concluding our message about the life of Job. Okay? Sino po ba sa inyo ang so far you have been blessed with the life of Job? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talagang the story of Job is so dark and intense, and yet we can find a lot of comfort and hope in his story. No, but then again, at the end of the day, it's not about him. It's all about the Lord. Okay? At ngayon po, ay tatapusin na natin yun pong story ni Job. Na ilang linggo din tayong dumaan sa bagyo, dumaan tayo sa napakadilim at napakalalim na mga pagsubok. And we are so excited to hear the ending. Na? The ending of the story. Madalas nga, gusto nating talunan na lang yung, yung book. Basahin mo yung chapter 1 and 2 and then tumalong ka sa chapter 42 para tapos na ang paghihirap. We want to do it shortcut. Pero sabi ng Lord, dapat we have to go through the whole book for us to be able to appreciate how God writes our story and completes our story so that our story will become a blessing. Okay? So tumayo po tayong lahat mga kapatid. And ang atin pong title ng mensahe ngayon ay Double for Your Trouble. Amen? Double for Your Trouble. Basahin po natin from Job chapter 42 verse 10. Okay, sabi po dito, ready, go. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Wow. Sabi po dito, twice as much as he had before, the Lord gave him, the Lord bless him. Sino dito ang gusto ng double blessing? Amen. Isaiah 61 verse 7, basahin din natin ito. Ito ang pangako ng Panginoon sa Jerusalem. Ready, go. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Ilan daw? Double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Sa lahat po ng nagnanais ng double blessing, pumalakpak ng malakas sa ating Panginoon. Hallelujah! Mas malakas ang palakpak, mas maraming blessing. Hallelujah! Praise God! Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa umagang ito. Ang iyong salita ay tunay ngang dalisay na nagpapanauli ng aming mga kaluluwa. Dalangin po namin, Lord, na anuman ang kinalalagyan ng aming buhay ngayon, madilim o malalim, mabigat o masaklap, makasumpong kami ng biyaya sa iyong paningin. At ang kagalakang ipinangako mo ay aming matamo sa araw mismo ito, Panginoon. Lord, salamat po. Salamat sa iyong presensya sa aming kalagitnaan. We have been sensing your presence since we start this worship this morning, Lord. Thank you very much. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Okay? Pakatandaan po natin mga kapatid, whenever we ask for blessing or double blessing, we must brace ourselves. We must get ready. No? Kasi bago dumating ang blessing, no? Sometimes you have to go through a series of tests and trials. No? Bago mo pa man mahawakan, bago mo pa man makuha yung blessing. Kaya kung gusto mo ng double blessing, medyo mag-ingat-ingat ka. Gusto mo ba talaga? Gusto mo ba talaga ng double blessing? No? Kasi alam natin ang storya ni Job. Okay? Nagsimula sa buhay niya na napakaganda ng kanyang pamilya. Meron siyang 7 anak na lalaki, 3 anak na babae. Meron siyang 7,000 na sheep. Meron siyang 3,000 na camel. Meron siyang 3,000 na donkey. No? And he's so blessed. He's so rich. No? What more could he ask for? Siguro wala na. But the Lord came to him and tested him. At alam natin, in one single day, he lost everything. Sino sa atin na nakaranas ng ganun? Losing everything in one single day. You lose your family, you lose your children, your beloved children sa isang hurricane o tornado o isang earthquake. And then nasunog lahat ng iyong pananim, ninakaw ng mga bandido ang iyong mga alagang hayop in a single day. And then the following day, magkaroon ka ng karamdamang hindi mo maipaliwanag kung saan ang galing. No? Karamdamang walang lunas. Siguro sa tingin na iba, it's a terminal case. So ito yung dinahanan ni Job. No? At sa ating pag-aaral, ay sinabi niya, sa kabila ng lahat ng ito, ang sabi niya, ang Diyos ang nagbigay, ang Diyos ang siyang kumuha, purihin ang pangalan ng Diyos. Kahit siya'y dumaan sa kawalan at napakaraming mga pagsubok, nakuha pa rin niyang sambahin ng Panginoon. At nung nagkaroon siya ng karamdaman na nagkabukol-bukol po yung kanyang katawan mula ulo hanggang paa na parang pigsang baliktad na hindi mo maintindihan, napakasakit na napakahirap na kalagayan. Ang kanyang asawa, inaawa na sa kanya, at ang sabi sa kanya, buti pa sumpain mo ng Diyos para patayin ka na niya, para matapos ang lahat. Pero alam mo ang sabi ni Job, ikaw ay nagsasalita at nagwiwikang parang isang hangal na babae. Tatanggap lang ba tayo ng mabuti sa Diyos? Hindi ba tayo dapat pwede rin tumanggap ng masasaklap at mapapait sa kamay ng Diyos? At sa lahat ng ito, hindi nagkasala si Job. At ang bida nga ng Panginoon sa kanya, isa siyang matuwid na lalaki. Pero nung dumating ang kanyang mga kaibigan, alam natin ang storya, no? Hindi nila maintindihan kung bakit nagkaganon si Job. At sa kanilang theology, sa kanilang philosophy, ang paniniwala nila, no, eh kapag ka ikaw gumawa ka ng mabuti, ang katumbas nito ay mabuting gantimpala. Pag ikaw gumawa ng masama, eh tsak namang hahabulin ka ng kasamaan. Job, baka naman may kasamaan kang ginawa, kaya ka nagkakaganyan, mabuti pang magsisi ka na. At ilang araw po na talagang pinagdidikdikan nito magkakaibigan na ito na makasalanan ka, Job, makasalanan ka. Kaya ka nagkakaganyan, meron kang hindi sigurong naaalala ang kasalanan ginawa and you have to confess. Pero ang sabi ni Job, wala akong matandaan at wala akong maalala na nagawa kong kasalanan na sobrang bigat na para ako'y parusahan ng ganito. And then, alam natin ang story, nagkaroon ng dialogue in chapter 3 hanggang chapter 41. No, the dialogue between the three friends and then Elihu came and then God himself appeared in chapter 38 and Job was overwhelmed with the presence of God. And sasabi niya, Lord, hindi na po ako magtatanong. When he encountered the Lord, sabi niya, it's more than enough for him. Okay? So that's the whole story of Job. Kung iisipin po natin, ano ba ang mapapala natin at ano matututunan natin dito? No, it's a double blessing. And let me share four blessings na na-receive ni Job after all the trials that he endured. No? Lahat po ng naranasan niya, there are four things that I can say, treasures that he was able to glean from his experience. Number one is this. Number one, that's chapter 42 na po tayo. Okay? Just open your Bibles to Job 42 at makikita po niyang isa-isa dyan yung i-discuss ko this morning. Number one is this. The number one blessing na natanggap ni Job is knowing the Lord a little better. It's knowing who the Lord is. Mga kapatid, hindi pa natin halos na-scratch yung pinaka-surface mismo ng kung sino ang Diyos. Wala pa makapagsasabi sa atin na talagang kilalang kilala natin ang Diyos. At nung magpakita ang Diyos sa kanya, anong naibulala si Job sa kanyang labi? Verse 2 ang sabi dito, Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. Sabi niya ganun, and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. One realization of Job is that God is powerful. God is sovereign. And no one can stop God from doing what He intends to do. No one can thwart the purposes of God. Walang makapipigil ng anumang plano ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Amen? Kahit si Satanas ay hindi kayang pigilan ang mga mabubuting plano ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. He is that powerful. And he realized that. Naunawaan niyang lubos. At hindi lang powerful si God, but in verse 3, ang sabi dito, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? You ask, surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Sabi niya, Lord, napakahangal ko na magtanong sa iyo at mag-question sa iyo. Ang akin pa lang, you know, I'm dealing with things too profound and things too, you know, too awesome for me, too wonderful for me, na hindi ko kayang arukin. And so, Job realized and understood that God is wise. God is wise. No? He knows everything and He knows exactly what He's doing in your life. Kaya yung combination that God is powerful and God is wise. Actually, ito yung tanong ng mga tao, di ba? If God exists, then why bad things are happening to good people? If God is powerful, then why can't He stop evil from happening? If God is loving, if God is, you know, why can He not? Siya ba ay Diyos o kaya para sa iba, parang wala siguro talaga Diyos. Pero nung nagpakita ang Panginoon kay Job, then he understood that God is someone that you cannot really reckon with. Someone that you cannot handle. Someone that you cannot really scrutinize under a microscope. God is totally out of this world. Sabi nga ni Rabbi Abraham Heschel, this is what he said, God is not nice. God is not an uncle. God is an earthquake. That's his reflection. He's a Jewish rabbi. Para lang sabihin sa atin na kakilakilabot ang Diyos. Huwag mong isipin that he is a bubbly adult man with white beard and white mustache, flabby and floppy, no, na nahandun sa heavens and dancing in the clouds. That's not who God is. God is an earthquake. No? And sometimes we think na kaya mong ikaho ng Diyos. No, you cannot. Sabi ng isang philosopher na si Peter Kreeft, ito ang sabi niya, about the story of Job or the book of Job, this is what he said. Job is a mystery. Can you say mystery? Job is a mystery. At sabi niya ganito, a mystery satisfies something in us, but not our reason. The rationalist is repelled by Job, as Job's three rationalist friends were repelled by Job. But something deeper in us is satisfied by Job and is nourished. It puts iron in your blood. Whoa. Kaya pag binasa mo yung aklat ni Job, marami kang tanong. Actually, maraming tanong na walang sagot. There's a lot of questions in the book of Job that there are really no answers. Even God asked a lot of questions and Job was speechless. But despite the fact that God is powerful and He is wise, in verse 4 to 6, ang sabi, you said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you. You shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Wow. Next slide na tayo. My eyes have seen you. My eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Sabi niya, dati bali-balita ako lang kung sino ka o Diyos. Kontento na ako sa kwento ng iba, sa mga testimony nila, how good you are and how powerful you are and how awesome you are and how you punish the wicked. Bali-balita lang yun, chismis baga. But now I see with my own eyes. And the amazing thing here, sabi ko last week, is this. Job saw the Lord and still he lived. That's the grace of God. Nakita mo ang Diyos at buhay ka pa. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng makita ang Diyos na mabubuhay ka pa. Kasi pag nakita mo ang Diyos ng iyong mga mata, mapupugnaw ka. Hindi pwedeng maghalo ang banal at ang makasalanan. But for Job, he experienced God. He encountered God and his life was never the same again. And when he encountered God, he had no more questions. Nung na-encounter na ang Diyos, nakita niya how awesome God is in the whirlwind, in the hurricane, you know, in the strong wind. He saw God, he experienced God. Then sabi niya, I ran out of questions. You know, my mouth is shut. I have nothing more to say. What more can I say? I'm overwhelmed by your glory, O God. Kaya in the presence of God, no? Mabuti pang manahimik na lang tayo. Amen? Kasi sa totoo lang, hindi ka na makapagsasalita in the very presence of God. Isaiah cursed himself when he found himself before the presence of God. Woe is me. Sabi niya, woe, W-O-E, woe is me. Sa Tagalog, sumpain ako dahil nakita ko ang Diyos. Eh ngayon, iba eh. Iba mga kabataan ngayon, hindi woe is me. Wow is me. Tapos nagse-selfie. Wow is me. No? Pero pag nakita mo talaga ang Diyos, hindi mo pwede sabihin, wow ako. Hindi eh. Wow ako. Sumpain ako. Dahil hindi ako karapat-dapat tumayo sa harapan ng Diyos. Pero dahil sa biyaya niya, nakakatayo ako by His grace. Amen? So no challenge sa atin dito, no? Job was able to understand a bit. Kaya nga sabi ko, just a little bit of God. No? He was able to know a little God a little more. Kasi you still have to reserve mystery and majesty to God. May mga bagay na hindi mo alam. May mga bagay na hindi natin alam. Ireserba na lang natin sa Panginoon yun. No? May mga bagay na kagilagilalas, no, na hindi na natin dapat pang alamin. Kumbaga, bakit? Bakit? Hindi natin realm yun eh. That's what separates God from us. Sabi nung nagdebating Kristiyano tsaka isang Muslim, sabi nung Muslim ganito, ano ba yung Diyos nyo? Hindi namin maintindihan. Hindi ko maintindihan. Ang hirap namang sambahin ng Diyos na hindi mo maintindihan, pabago-bago, sabi nung Muslim sa isang Kristiyano. Sabi nung Kristiyano sa Muslim, ba't ikaw ba, naiintindihan mo ba si Allah? Oo! Naiintindihan ko si Allah. Sabi nung Kristiyano, kung naiintindihan mo si Allah, di si Allah ka rin. Wala kayong distinction. Diba? You're both the same. Kasi naintindihan mo si Allah, ikaw din si Allah. Pareho lang kayo ni Allah, magkapantay kayo ni Allah. Kung magkapantay kayo ni Allah dahil naiintindihan mo siya, ba't mo siya sinasamba? It doesn't make any difference, diba? Kaya nga mystery eh. Mystery. Why? Naka-reserve yun so that in awe and in wonder, we not only stand before God, but we kneel before God and worship Him. Why? Because He is totally out of our league. Totally out of this world. And we will spend all eternity knowing about Him. And knowing Him. Amen? At ang sabi ni Job, no, hindi, I will not spend my time, no, this time, no, na parang ano, dwelling and delving in things too wonderful for me. Too wonderful for me. Mysteries are too wonderful for me. Sa atin kasi, minsan ganito, kapag may mga bagay tayo hindi maintindihan, tama niyo ako kung mali ako. Pag may mga bagay tayo hindi naiintindihan, ano ang ating default? Ang default natin ganito, hindi ko naiintindihan, nakakatakot yan. Hindi ko maunawaan, delikado yan. Hindi ko ma-rationalize sa isip ko, mapanganib yan. Nakakatakot yan. Yan ang ating default mindset. Whenever we encounter something strange and something mysterious, then we think it's dangerous, it's frightening, It's frightful, no? It's something that you do not want to pursue. Why? Because it's totally strange. But for Job, it's different. Hindi niya sinabing mga bagay na hindi ko maintindihan. Hindi siya sinabing it's too frightening for me. Pero sabi niya, may mga bagay ako hindi maintindihan, but it's there too wonderful for me. Iba ang mindset ni Job sa Diyos kesa dun sa kanyang tatlong mga kaibigan. That's why Job was vindicated. Why? Because he has had a totally, totally different mindset. Pag tinignan ng Diyos, in His mystery, ang iniisip niya is not the bad side of God, but the wonders and the awesomeness of God. And then he reserved that as part of the majesty and grandeur of God. I pray that the book of Job will lead us into the presence of God. The book of Job, no matter how strange it is, will not drive you away from God, but will drive you towards God. Amen? Nasalit na matakot ka sa Diyos. Kasi hindi mo naintindihan. Na-discovery mo, meron kang cancer. So ang kasunod na niyan, kaba, kaligaligan, pag-iintindi, pag-aalala. No, bakit iniisip mo, hindi mo alam ilang araw ka nalang mabubuhay, hindi mo alam anong medication ang kailangan, hindi mo alam kung anong karamdaman ito. And so, ang ubiig ka sa isip natin, puro negatibo. So we don't like unknown. But for Job, sabi niya, even if I don't understand, I reserve that to God, I still worship Him. Amen? Amen po ba? Amen? So mga kapatid, lagyan po natin ang space ang Diyos sa buhay natin. We don't worship God because we understand Him. We don't worship God because we know where He is leading us. We worship God because He is God. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen po ba? Amen po. Okay, pwede pong palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoon. Number two, blessing of Job is this. Learning contentment in the storm. No? Una is knowing God a little bit more. Pangalawa is learning to be contented. Learning contentment in the storm. Sabi niya dito, my eyes heard about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Sabi niya, balibalita ka lang, Panginoon, pero ngayon nakita na kita, and this is more than enough for me. And Job, for Job, wala na siyang hahanapin pang iba. At alam mo yung declaration niya that God is enough? That declaration that God is more than enough for him happened even before everything was restored. So there was no restoration yet. Hindi pa gumagaling ang kanyang karamdaman. Meron ng contentment si Job. Hindi pa bumabalik ang kanyang mga kayamanan. Payapa na si Job. Meron na siyang contentment. Why? Because God has brought him to a place of contentment whereby he can say na even if I lose everything, God is enough. Kahit mawala sa akin ang boyfriend ko, mawala sa akin ang girlfriend ko, mawala sa akin ang pamilya ko, mawala sa akin ang buhay ko. Yung song na inawit natin kanina, I'm confident in life and death. Such contentment and such restedness in the presence of God. Yun ang natutunan ni Job. And that's one thing that we need to learn in life. No, marami sa atin, marami tayong pain, marami tayong mga frustrations, marami tayong mga mis-expectations, marami tayong hurts. Why? Kasi sabi nga ni Pastor Edmond Chan, most of our pains are self-inflicted wounds caused by our self-inflated egos. Marami sa mga hurts natin, kagagawa natin sa sobrang self-centered natin. Self-inflicted pain caused by self-inflated egos. Because we think we deserve. Sa panahon natin ngayon, na mga millennials, no? Sino mga millennials dito? Diba? We are so absorbed with our pursuit for pleasure, for personal freedom, no, for our rights, for our feelings, no? Kaya pagka nasagasaan na yung gusto natin, nasagasaan yung pangarap natin, nasagasaan na yung kaligayahan natin, nagre-react tayo ng todo-todo. Bakit? Hindi ko deserve yan. Ang deserve ko ito. We are so much entitled generation. Palagi ko kaya natalo kagabi si Anthony ba yun? Sa The Clash? No? Natalo ni Jonah. Ni Jonas. Sino? Ni Jong. Natalo ni Jong, si Anthony. Why? Because I can sense nung nanonood kami kagabi, ano eh, parang yung Anthony, masyadong overconfident yan. Masyadong kumpiyansa sa sarili. Gwapo kasi eh. No, gwapo, magandang boses. Kaya lang yung sobrang confidence niya, feeling niya, parang deserve niya to win. And I can sense that even the judges felt that. No, he's exuding too much confidence. I think it's too much confidence. No. That's why he lost. Nanalo si Jong, no, kasi sabi nga ni si Ay ba nagsabi na yung awit mo na touch kami, no. Hindi man napakaganda, but we felt the song. We felt you. You touch us. No. Anyway, hindi pala kayo nanonood noon, pasensya na. Basta kami para kay Garrett kami. Mamaya yung finals eh. Mamaya gabi. Okay, let's go to ano. So ang susi kay Job, na kahit mawala ang lahat sa kanya, rested siya. Sabi mo nga, rested. Yun ang importante, rested eh. Bakit siya rested? Rooted kasi kay God. Hindi pinag-uusapan dito, ready ka ba? Ready ka ba sa mga hamon ng mga bagong milenya? Ready ka ba sa maraming mga pagsubok sa buhay? Hindi nang pinag-uusapan kung ready ka. Ang tanong, rooted ka ba? Kasi kung rooted ka sa salita ng Diyos, you will be rested. So whatever happens, no, you are rested. Kagaya ng ano? Kagaya ng isang batang inawat sa gatas ng kanyang ina. Yan ang sabi ni David sa Psalm 131. Let me read this. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. Psalm 131, sabi ni David ganito. Ready, read it. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore. Anong ibig sabihin ng inawat sa gatas ng ina? Yun yung wind eh. Wind the child. Sabi ni David, para akong isang bata, imagine mo yung picture, no? Isang batang inawat sa gatas ng kanyang ina. Ano bang larawan ng isang batang inawat sa gatas ng kanyang ina? Ba't yung itinulad ang kanyang sarili doon? Sabi niya, kalmado ako at rested. I am calm and quiet. Why? Because I have the Lord as my mother. No? Ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng weaned child? Number one, a weaned child is no longer nursing. Child no longer nursing. Pangalawa, a child no longer seeking what seemed is indispensable. Pangatlo, a child seeing mother as person, not provider. A child content with presence of mother. And a child not seeking presence from mother. Are we able to say like David na, Lord,
Ikaw lang, panalo na. Ikaw lang, Lord, sapat na. Parang I don't need any other thing. I don't need anyone. You are more than enough for me. That's how David felt with the Lord. At ang panalangin ko sa Panginoon, yan din na maging goal natin sa buhay, that we will be content with the Lord Himself. That we will be able to say, Lord, You are more than enough. You. I don't need any material things. I don't need anyone in this world. All I need is You. And You alone. No. Sana masabi natin na, Lord, You are enough. And sometimes, you know, masasabi lang natin yan. Sabi nga, you can only say Jesus is enough when all you have left is Jesus. No? Kasi Job, kahit humantong sa kamatayan in Job chapter 13, verse 15, itong sabi niya, no, basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go? Though He slay me, I will hope in Him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before Him. Sabi niya, kahit patayin ako ng Diyos, I will still trust Him. Have you come to a place in your life that you have that kind of trust and that you have that kind of confidence in the Lord? That the Lord will take care of you and what will not bring you any harm. God is more than enough. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, number three. Number three is praying for others that will be heard. Yan ang pangatlong blessing na nakuha ni Job. Una is knowing the Lord a little better. Pangalawa is learning to be content in the storm. And third is praying for others that will be heard. You know, prayer is a privilege. No, prayer is not a requirement. It is your nourishment. Prayer is not a ritual. It is a relationship. Prayer is an opportunity. Noong unang panahon, bago ka makapanalangin, maglalakbay ka pa mula Beersheba patungong Jerusalem. Magpipilgrimage ka pa from Galilee. Maglalakad ka na mga kasama ang iyong pamilya na mga 1,000 kilometers, no? Para lang makarating ka sa Jerusalem. Para lang makapanalangin ka. Why? Because ang Diyos sumasagot lang doon sa templo. But now we can pray anywhere. Because of what Jesus did. In verse 8, ang sabi dito, so now take 7 bulls. Kinausap ng Panginoon itong mga kaibigan ni Job. At ang sabi, and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, did what the Lord told him, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. What a privilege, you know. More than the blessings, the material blessing na nakuha ni Job after his trial, I think this is one of the best gifts that God has given Job. Yung bigyan, like, ilagay siya sa isang posisyon ng buhay niya that he can intercede for others and that God will actually hear. Sometimes we take it lightly, eh. No? Kasi nga, anytime you can go to the Lord. But being able to stand before God and pray in behalf of other people and for God to actually promise that He will answer your prayer in their behalf, that's something. At madalas, hindi natin na-appreciate yun, eh. Prayer, through prayer, God can move mountains. Amen? Through prayer, you know, God can make a difference in your life and even in somebody else's life. Through prayer, you know, impossible things can happen. Kaya challenge yung mga kapatid na let's pray more. Ang dami-daming ipatuturo ng mga disciples sa Lord, no? Ang dami-dami nilang ipatuturo sa Lord nung isang araw na nakita sila. Sabi na, Lord, pwede bang turuan mo kami, i-coach mo kami? Saan? Preaching? Hindi. I-coach saan? Leadership? Hindi rin. Management? Hindi rin. I-coach mo kami. Saan? Prayer. Gusto namin matuto, mag-pray. Why? Because they saw something in Jesus. That Jesus was an embodiment of prayer. Bagamat Jesus, di ba, He is God. He created the heavens and the earth. He came all the way from heaven. He knew God. He was God Himself. He had all the powers in the universe. And yet, nakita niya yung value of spending time with His dad. And He always prioritizes time with His Father. At nakita nila how prayerful Jesus was. And nakita nila how effective the prayer of Jesus was. At ang sabi, Lord, kung meron kaming gustong ipaturo sa'yo, You teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. We want to have that, you know, gift. We want to have that, you know, that discipline of prayer and that kind of prayer that You will answer. At tinuruan ng Panginoon yung mga disciples niya to pray. Kapag ka meron ka daw gustong ipahiyang tao, no? O kaya ipahiyang pastor, tanongin mo siya, kumusta ang prayer life mo? Mamumula yun. Kasi hindi tayo talaga prayerful. Hindi tayo mahilig mag-pray. Diba? Hindi natin likas yun eh. Spending time with the Lord, listening to His Word, no, hindi natural sa atin yun eh. Kaya lang, once na born again ka, sabi mo nga born again. Pag na born again ka, para kang babying ipinanganak. At pag pinanganak ka, ang unang-una mong kailangan ay ano? Hindi gatas, hangin. Kaya nga pinapalo yung bata, di ba, na hindi umiiyak. Bakit pinapalo? Ha? Para magising. Paluin mo yung katabi mo. Para magising. No? Paluin mong ganyan. Pag pinalo mong ganyan, alibaw yung batang lumabas sa tiyan ng nanay, di ba, hindi umiiyak, kailangan umiyak yun eh. Para yung lungs niya, no, uminga, no, at hindi na siya dependent sa nanay niya. Okay? So the first thing that we need is breath. And prayer is like breathing. Kaya kung totoong na born again ka, it should be a part of your life, praying. Pangalawa, agad-agad, dadalhin yung batang bagong panganak. Naalala ko si baby, si AB, nung bagong panganak siya, nandun ako sa operating room. Kagad-agad, nung malinisan siya, dinala agad dun sa kanyang nanay para mag-suck ng milk. Kasi importante yun, yung unang-unang bonding ng mother and baby. No? Bakit? Kailangan naman ng milk. Ano yung milk? Yun yung Word of God. Yung salita ng Diyos na nagbibigay buhay sa atin. Kaya napakahalaga sa atin nung lagi tayo nagde-devotion. Amen ba, mga kapatid? Amen. Ang ano yung devotion? Ito po yung tayo yung nagpe-pray, kinakausap natin ng Lord, nagbabasa tayo ng Bible every day. Merong mga tao, merong isang tao na nakita ng isang pastor, bakit malungkot ka? Discouraged ka? O pastor, kasi mula nung Monday, hindi ako nakapag-devotion eh. Hindi ako nakapag-pray, hindi ako nakapagbasa ng Bible. Eh, hindi na ako nakapagbasa nung Monday, so hindi ko rin nagawa nung Tuesday. Tapos dahil hindi ko nagawa nung Tuesday, hindi ko na rin nagawa nung Wednesday. Tinamad na ako nung Thursday, tapos ang dami kong ginawa nung Friday, mga hinahabol-habol. Nung Saturday, patang-pata na ako, hindi ko na nagawa. Kaya parang discouraged ako, parang ayoko na mag-devotion. Sabi ng pastor, ayaw mo na mag-devotion? Opo, pastor, ayoko na mag-devotion. Kasi nga, ang hirap eh. Sabi ni pastor, halimbawa pa ganito. Kahapon, nakalimutan mo magtanghalian. So, nagutom ka. Diba? Nalipasan ka ng gutom. Ngayon ba, ba sasabihin mo dahil nalipasan ka ng gutom kagabi, kahapon, at di ka nakakain ng tanghalian, dahil discouraged ka, ayaw mo nang kumain ngayon? Dahil ba na-miss mo yung pagkain mo kahapon, hindi ka nakakain ngayon? Di ba hindi? Hindi mo naiintindihan na nalipasan ka kahapon, may pagkain ngayon, di kumain ka, di ba? Ganun tayo dapat. Sabihin mo, naku, isang buwan na akong di nagbabasa ng Biblia, Pastor. Tatlong buwan na akong di nagbabasa ng Biblia, Pastor. Eh, wag na natin pag-usapan yung tatlong buwan na devotion na na-miss mo. Magsimula ka na lang uli ngayon. Kumain ka na lang uli ngayon. Kasi nandito yung pagkain. Amen? Just help yourself. Amen? Huwag mo nang piliting i-catch up. No? Pastor, ika-catch up ko yung isang buwan kong na-miss. I-devotion ko ng isang maghapon yung 30 days. Kasi che-checkin ng aking leader eh. Pipilitin mong i-devotion yung 30 days na na-miss mo ng isang araw para lang maipakita sa leader mo na nag-devotion ka ng 30 days. Parang kinain mo yung dapat mong kainin ng 30 araw. It doesn't make sense, di ba? Kung totoong ikaw ay nakaranas ng kapanganakang muli, hahanap-hanapin mo. Amen. Tsak na magugutom ka sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi maaaring lumipas ang mga araw na makakatagal ka na wala kang Biblia o wala kang panalangin. Hahanap-hanapin mo yan. No? Kasi yan ay natural sa mga totoong nakakilala sa Panginoon. Amen. Amen po ba? Praise God. Pwede mo palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Number four. Una po, nakita natin na ang unang blessing sa kanya is knowing, okay? Next slide na tayo. Number four. Knowing the Lord a little better, no? That's a great blessing. Knowing the Lord and getting to know Him more. Pangalawa is learning contentment. Learning to be content in the storm. Number three, praying for others that will be heard. Imagine mo, pinag-pray ni Job yung mga detractors niya. Yung mga kaibigan niya na na-misinterpret siya, hindi gina-judge siya, yung mga kaibigan niya na hindi naniniwala sa kanya, pinag-pray niya. And what was the result of the prayer? Look at this verse. Tingnan mo itong maigi, ha? Next slide tayo. Look at this verse. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. And after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Wow! Pag pala pinag-pray mo yung mga kaibigan mo, double blessing! Pinag-pray mo ba yung kaibigan mo? Lalo yung mga kaibigan mong ano, detractors mo? Yung mga kaibigan mo na nambubuli sa'yo? Yung mga kaibigan mo na inabandon ka, iniwanan ka, pinag-pray mo ba yon? Kasi itong tatlo na to, itong tatlo, hinatulan si Job, ginadjudge siya eh. Job, magsisi ka, kaya ka nagkaganyan, makasalanan ka kasi. Alam mo yung, bat-bat ka na ng sugat, namatayan ka pa, sisisihin ka pa. Ikaw pa may kasalanan, ikaw na namatayan. Ikaw pa ang kinasuhan. Imagine mong kamalasan yung naranasan ni Job. Tapos yung mga kaibigan mo, sa halip na i-comfort ka, ano, eh, didikdikin ka pa. Meron ba kayong mga kaibigan ganon? Sino nagsasabi sa inyo yung kaibigan nyo yun, eh, katabi nyo ngayon? Pero grabe ang ginawa ng Lord kay Job. And this is such a blessing, ano, He was able to pray for his detractors. He was able to pray for his enemies. Actually, friend turned enemies. Kaibigan, tapos nagkasira. Pero nung ginawa ni Job, sabi ng Lord sa kanya, itong utos ng Lord sa kanya, utos ni Lord. Ano daw po ito? Utos. Sabi ng Lord, pag pray mo yung kaibigan mong hinuhusgahan ka. At pag pinag-pray mo yung kaibigan mong hinuhusgahan ka, yung kaibigan mo na binimisjudge ka, ginajudge ka, pag pinag-pray mo yon, ang sabi dito, the Lord restored Job's fortune and gave him twice as much as he had before. Do you want double blessing? Pray for your enemies. Forgive and pray.
Diba? May mga iba-ibang klase ng sufferings. May mga sufferings sa kagagawa natin dahil sa katigasan ng ulo mo, kaya ka nagsasuffer. Meron namang suffering sa kagagawa ng iba. Tinraidor ka, binitray ka, iniwanan ka. Ayan. Kailangan magpatawa dyan. Yung pangatlong suffering, hindi mo kagagawa, hindi rin kagagawa ng iba. Part ng nature. No? Mamamatay tayo. Maaring mamatayan ka. Wala namang may kasalanan dun. Wala rin itinuturo ang Diyos sa atin. Talagang mamamatay at mamamatay tayo. O yung mahal natin sa buhay, it will come. It is inevitable. It is something that you cannot escape. It's a reality. So dun sa unang suffering, you have to ask for forgiveness. Yung pangalawang suffering, you have to forgive. Kasi baka magtanim sa puso mo. Yung pangatlo, you just have to trust the Lord. At yung pangapat, yung suffering of mystery, naranasan ni Job, walang dahilan eh. Hindi niya alam hanggang huli, hindi niya alam ang dahilan bakit siya nagsuffer. But still, he trusted God. Pero look at the goodness of the Lord. Look at the goodness of the Lord. Sabi dito, all his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house, and they comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. Yan. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 donkeys, and he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Kezia, and the third Karen Hapuk. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. Wow. Gusto niyo ba magkaroon ng mga anak na pagkagaganda at pagkakagwapo? No? Wala daw kasing ganda ng mga anak. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. Look, compare lang natin ano, how it all started. No? Si Job, nung nagsimula siya, bago yung trial niya, meron siyang 7,000 na sheep. Chapter 1 niya na Job. Meron siyang 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys. Chapter 1 ng Job. Dumaan yung bagyo at pagsubok sa buhay niya. Pagkatapos noon, nung nakita na niya ang Diyos sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok niya sa kanyang buhay, no? Doon lang magkakaroon ng saysay ang mga pagsubok ng buhay mo pag nakita mo ang Diyos. Ano nangyari? From 7,000 to 14,000 sheep. From 3,000 camels to 6,000 camels. From 500 yoke of oxen to 1,000 teams of oxen. From 500 donkeys to 1,000 donkeys. Kaya nang sabi, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope, sabi sa Zechariah chapter 9:12. Even today, I declare, ang sabi ng Panginoon, that I will restore double to you. Kailan daw gagawin ng Lord? Even today. Sabi mo nga, today. Even today, ang sabi ng Lord, I declare, even today, even right now, I can do that. I will restore double to you. Kaya, what the Lord is promising is this, sa lahat ng mga dumadaan sa mga pagsubok, mahirap na pasanin sa buhay, huwag kang mag-alala. Kasi ang kasunod niyan, kapag ikay nagtiwala sa Diyos, double blessing for every trouble. Double for every trouble. Double blessing. Amen? Amen ba? Kaya pagtiwalaan natin ng Panginoon sa mga pangyayaring ito. Sabi sa Isaiah 61 verse 7, because you got a double dose of trouble,
and more than your share of contempt. Your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy go on forever.
Then, basahin natin tong New Living Translation ng Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Ready, go. Come back to the place of safety. All you prisoners who still have hope, I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles.
Sino nagsasalita? Ang Diyos. Kaya pag may mga pagsubok ka, huwag kang tatakbo palayo sa Diyos. Tumakbo ka palapit sa Diyos. Amen? Huwag kang magtatampo sa Diyos. Lalayo ka, magpapakawala ka. Bakit? Napabayaan ka ng Diyos. Iniisip mo, nakalimutan ako ng Diyos. Tapos kakalimutan mo rin siya. Lalong mawawala ang pagpapalang nakaabang para sa'yo. Kaya kung nasasaktan ka man, lumapit ka sa Panginoon. Kagaya ni Job. Si Jesus ka, nasasaktan siya, pero kinakausap niya ang kanyang ama. No, just come back. Sabi niya ganoon, come back to the place of safety. Come back to me. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, I promise you this very day, I will repay you two blessings for each of your troubles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ng Panginoon? Anong sabi? After all this, sabi niya, Job lived ilang taon? 140 years. Wow. 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. Sino dito ang gusto makita ninyo yung apo ninyo sa ano? Apo sa, ano ba yan? Fourth generation yan eh. Apo sa tuhod, apo sa talampakan, apo sa ingrown. Imagine, lumawig yung buhay ni Job. Yung maakala niya, kamatayan na niya, yung mamamatay na siya, alam niya, katapusan na niya eh. May mga pagsubok tayo sa buhay natin, akala mo, katapusan mo na eh. Pero yung pala, hindi pala yan ang katapusan. Pasimula pa lang ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Kung iaangkla mo ang pananampalataya mo sa Diyos at pagtitiwalaan mo ang Diyos na kaya niyang i-restore ka, kaya niyang panumbalikin ang iyong siglap, ibalik ang iyong kalusugan, ibalik ang nawala lahat sa iyo, no, kaya niyang ibalik ng doble, siksik at liglig pa. Amen? Can never doubt God, never run away from God, and never ever forget God. He will always remember you. Sabi dito, and so Job died, an old man and full of years. Whoa, that's the kind of death that I want to die. No? Full of years. Old man. No? Namatay ka ng, your life is meaningful and significant. Your life has been fruitful. Wow. Kung pwede lang ipanalangin natin, Lord, sana ganyan din ang kamatayan namin. That the best years are still ahead of us. The latter days of our lives will be the best ever. That's, ako apo, napaka-optimistic ko po. Kaya ang tingin ko sa future, napakaganda. Now, kung may mangyayaring aberya, hindi ko na problema yon. Problema ni Lord yon. Siya ang Lord ko eh. Amen? Kung meron ng kalugihan na mangyayari in the future, hindi ko rin problema yon. Bakit? Nagsimula akong wala. I started with zero. So paano ako malulugi? I had nothing. How can I lose something that I don't own in the first place? Hindi ko naman pag-aari ang lahat. Pag-aari ng Diyos. Kaya mawala man ang lahat, no? Sa Panginoon pa rin ang tiwala. Amen? Amen, mga kapatid. Okay. Now, let me just clarify myself. Kasi as we study the book of Job, parang nakikita po ninyo, I don't want you to paint a picture of a capricious God or of a whimsical, arbitrary God or a God that, alam mo yun, kung ano lang maisipan niya yung nagagawin niya. I don't want you to have a picture of God like that. Our God is reliable. Our God is trustworthy. Amen? Our God knows exactly what He's doing. He knows the best for you and the people around you. Our God is powerful, He's wise, He's faithful, He's giving, He's generous, He's so loving. That's our God. But sometimes, God will bring you to a place that you don't understand. God will bring you to a dark place or a deep place. Pero hindi ibig sabihin na that He's not wise, that He's not powerful, that He's not generous, that He's not giving. He still is. For whatever reason, I don't know. Bakit ka dumaan doon? Hindi ko alam bakit. Only He knows. Yun yung sinasabi kong reserve God, the mystery and the majesty. Let Him be God in your life. Kaya I rest in the Lord. I know my future is bright. I know my children will be good. The children of my children, kagaya ng Panginoon, sinabi ng Panginoon, the blessings will flow even to the 1,000th generation. Wow, I believe that. No? Naniniwala po ako doon na pagpapala ng Panginoon sa aking pamilya, sa akin at sa aking pamilya, mangyayari po lahat yan. And I am so positive and optimistic that even Crossworld will get better and better and better each year. Amen? That's my confidence. Why? Because we have a good God. Na kung may mangyari man sa atin na hindi natin maintindihan, hindi ibig sabihin nyo, itatapon na natin ng Diyos. May mga pangyayari sa ating mga hindi natin maunawaan, no, masakit sa atin, hindi ibig sabihin na hindi na siya Diyos. Tama ang sabi ni Job, tatanggap lang ba tayo ng mabuti sa kamay ng Diyos? Hindi ba tayo tatanggap din ng mapakla, masaklap, mapait? At kung ano man ang dahilan niya, naka-reserve sa kanya yon. Kung bakit hinayaan niya mangyari. But He still is God. Amen. So sa bawat isa sa atin, no, we have to trust this God. He is trustworthy. He is reliable. He is good. At kung iniisip mo na parang para kang pako, na lagi kang napupukpok, meron ba pakiramdam ninyo na para kayong pako? Na parang kayo na lang lagi pinupukpok. Ako na lang lagi napupukpok. Ako na lang lagi ang sinasaktan. Ako na lang lagi ang binibira. Ako na lang lagi. Ako na lang lagi. But remember this thought. The hand who holds the nails is also the hand who holds the hammer. Misang galit ka doon sa martilyo eh. Isang galit ka sa martilyo. Sino ba yung martilyo sa buhay mo? Yung mga kaibigan mo na hindi makaintindi sa'yo, yun ang pumupokpok sa'yo. Sinong martilyo sa buhay mo? Siguro yung boss mo sa kumpanya na masyadong mataas ang expectation sa'yo. Sinong martilyo sa buhay mo? Siguro yung martilyo sa buhay mo, yung magulang mo, tatay mo, nanay mo na unreasonable. May mga martilyo sa buhay natin eh. And so most of the time, we detest these people, we hate these people, we are so angry with these people. Kasi pinupukpok tayo ng pinupukpok eh. Supplier mo, kliyente mo na hindi nagbabayad. Government projects na hanggang ngayon hindi ka makasingil. No? Kasi yung mga martilyo sa buhay natin eh. O yung nang agaw sa boyfriend mo, nang agaw sa girlfriend mo, yung mga martilyo yan eh. Pero tanda mo kapatid, huwag mo kamuyan yung martilyo. Kasi yung may hawak ng pako at yung may hawak ng martilyo, iisang tao. Kaya ang may hawak sa'yo na Diyos, ikaw ang pako, siya din ang may hawak ng martilyo. That in His sovereignty, in His wisdom, in His love, in His grace, He can turn things around for you. He can maneuver everything for you. Our God is the God of restoration. Amen? Amen? He's a God of restoration. Kaya tama lang talaga na ipanalangin mo yung mga martilyo ng buhay mo. Amen? At alam mong kasunod niyan, double blessing. Double blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Sabi ni Charles Spurgeon, those who dive in the sea of affliction bring up rare pearls. Yung daw mga taong dumadaib sa pinakamalalim na dagat ng pagdurusa. Pag yun ay umahon, may taglay-taglay na kakaibang perlas. Kaya huwag mong sayangin ang paglubog mo sa mga kahirapan at pagdurusa ng buhay. Imulat mong iyong mata, hanapin mong Diyos sa kalagitnaan. Ibukas mong iyong kamay, dahil magugulat ka, makakadampot ka ng mga kakaibang perlas. No. Ang Diyos ay mabuti, hindi niya kakalimutan ang lahat ng iyong mga pagpapagal. Amen. Hindi niya kakalimutan ang bawat patak ng iyong luha. Hindi niya kakalimutan ang lahat ng mga paghihirap at pagdurusa mo. Hindi niya kakalimutan at hindi niya pababayaan na hindi magkaroon ng gantimpala ang lahat ng iyong pagpapagal. Matuwid Diyos. Amen? Ang Diyos ay mabuti. Sa amin lang pong karanasan bilang kaming mag-asawa, hindi ho madali sa amin. Akala nung iba, kapag kami nag-a-abroad, nagmi-mission, masaya. Sa Facebook lang po yun. Pero yung aming punta ng Bali, Indonesia, yung pong aking unang punta ng Bali, ako ay may trangkaso. Siguro yun ang pinaka-worst na pag-alis ko ng bansa. Kasi ang hirap pala ng meron kang running nose, sasakay ka ng aeroplano. Torture po yun. Torture sa utak, torture sa brain, torture sa nasal. Hindi ko alam kung saan ako babaling habang nasa aeroplano because of the pressure. Then pagdating ko ng Bali, magsasalita lang ako, kailangan ko nang pabalik sa hotel kasi nga hindi ko kaya. May trangkaso po ako during the whole duration of my stay in Bali. Yun ho yung unang punta ng Bali. Kada punta po namin ng Bali, nagkakabali-bali po kami. Actually, nung una ako na-invite sa Bali, sabi ko, sige, kasama ako Indonesia. Hindi ko naman alam kung ano yung Bali. Ano ba yung Bali? Hindi ko alam na yung pala tourist spot pala yun. Ano? Pero hindi ako nagpunta doon because it's a tourist spot. Nagpunta kami doon kasi there are people there, Indonesians, who needed the Lord. And so we went on a mission. Yung pangalawang punta ko po, kasama ko si Pasora Citas, naramdaman namin, pagsakay pa lang namin ng aeroplano, bigatan ng paa namin. Ano? Parang ang sikip ng sapatos. Tapos, kasama namin si AB, no, ay, nako, lumindol ng malakas. Tapos, umulan ang pagkalakas-lakas. Ang sabi po nila, first time nangyari yun sa Bali, magkasunod na lindol at ulan na pagkalakas-lakas. Yun po, ay bago magsimula, yung encounter sa Bali, Indonesia. First ever encounter sa Bali, Indonesia. Talaga pong antindi. Noong pangatlong punta ko po namin, ay... yun na, yung si Yandra na ospital. Kaya nagkakabali-bali po talaga yung pamilya namin every time na pupunta kami doon. Tapos yung si AB muntik nang machoke dahil may nagbigay ng candy sa kanya. 2 years old or 3 years old, may nagbigay ng candy. First time niya mag-candy. Nabara sa lalamuna niya yung candy. No, tumatakbo sa akin na parang kinakapos ng hininga. Pero nagulat kami pagdating sa akin, nalunok na. Purihin ng Diyos. Pero muntik nang mawala si AB sa amin for being choked. Muntik na rin mawala si Yanra sa amin because nung nandun kami, nag-encounter kami sa Bali, may battle naman dito sa Pilipinas habang si Yanra ay hindi talaga gumagapang ho sa sakit. Sa sobrang sakit ng kanyang hip joint. So it was really painful, no? Going out of the nation and then ministering to other nations. Although magaganda yung mga lugar, pero grabe po mga kapatid, sa likod ng mga magagandang lugar ay mga halimaw, mga demonyo talaga na galit po sa amin. No? Noong huling punta ko ng Bali, Indonesia, na emergency po ako. Dahil nag-LBM ako, napunta po ako ng ER. So every time po talaga pupunta ng Bali, Indonesia, talaga Indonesia talagang mabigat po. Pero sabi ko, Lord, bakit ba kami bumabalik-balik sa Indonesia? Hindi nga kami nakapag-swimming doon sa beach. Eh. Wala namang. Wala kami nakikitang beach doon. It's just ministry, pure missions. No? But because out of our obedience to the Lord and love for God's people, that we went there. And wala kami in-expect na anything. No? But God has been so good. Because out of all the labors and all the efforts that we put into it, nagkaroon po tayo ng Cross World Indonesia. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for that. That is something that I never saw coming, no? So yung meron tayong church po doon in Batam, Indonesia right now. And the many blessings that the Lord has gave us, no, through Indonesia, hindi po namin sukat akalain. Pero hindi kami nag-expect ng blessing. Hindi kami nag-expect ng blessing. Yung pong sasakyan namin na bago, yung pang down payment po namin doon, galing po sa Indonesia. No? Something that matagal ko ng dream, pero hindi ko masimulan-simulan, no? Kasi nga wala namang pang down payment. No? But God has been so good. No? So, purihin ang Panginoon. Talaga pong every trouble, there is blessing. Double blessing for every trouble. You just have to trust God that He will carry you through. Amen? You just have to trust Him that He loves you so much that He can actually redeem you and restore what you lost. Amen. Praise God. Kaya reviewin po natin, anong blessing na meron si Job? Una is knowing the Lord a little better, then learning contentment in the storm, and then praying for others that will be heard, and receiving twice as much as before. God is good. Pwede po bang yumuko tayo, mga kapatid? Let's all close our eyes and let's pray. The Lord has spoken. And now, I think it's about time that you speak to the Lord. Meron ba sa atin dito that you're going through some suffering, some unexplained sufferings? No? In the middle of the storm, in the middle of the trial, you're groping in the dark. And you're looking everywhere, trying to find answer. And until now, there is no answer. What the Lord is telling you is this. Don't look for answers. Look for Him. Don't look for explanations. There will be none. Just look at the face of the Lord. And He is more than enough. Meron ba nagsasabi sa atin dito, Lord, I want to know You more. In my life, I want to know You more. I want to know You a little more. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? Lord, I want to know You. In this trial, I want to know You. I want to see You. I want to see You face to face, Lord God. And I want to know You more. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Meron pa sa atin dito, you've been hurt. You've been wounded. And the Lord is asking you something, no? He's asking you to pray for those who hurt you. Pray for those who are being used as hammer. Do you want to obey the challenge of the Lord to pray for those people who hurt you? Can you just raise your hand? Lord, handa ako akong manalangin and I will pray for these people. I will begin to bless these people. And you know what the Lord is saying? I will give you double for your trouble. Double blessing for your trouble. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Meron ba sa atin dito nawalan? Just like Job, nawalan ka ng mahal sa buhay, nawalan ka ng kayamanan, nawalan ka ng pag-aari, nawalan ka ng kabuhayan. Maraming nawala sa iyo, nanakawang ka, nasunugan ka. No? Hindi ko alam kung anong nawala sa iyo. Si Satanas, magnanakaw talaga. Pero si Jesus, ang ating pastol, kaya niyang ibalik sa iyo ng doble ang lahat ng nawala sa iyo. Meron ba sa atin dito? Pastor, please pray for me. Help me to trust the Lord that He will restore what I lost double for my every trouble. Can you just raise your hand? Pwede bang taas mo ang kamay? If you want to trust the Lord, if you want to trust the Lord in your life, praise God, praise God. Meron pa din ba sa atin nagsasabi ng ganito? No? Siguro, nakalimutan mo ang Lord mahabang panahon. You've not been reading your Bible, you have not been praying to Him, and you feel guilty, you feel discouraged. No? Ba't ko ba napabayaan? Ba't ko ba nakalimutan si Lord? No? But now is the time to come back again. Now is the time to say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I want to start all over again. I want to renew my love for You, Lord. I want to renew my commitment with You. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Pwede po bang tumayo tayong lahat? And as I pray for you, no? Can you just come here in front? Lahat po nang nagtaas ang kamay. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. Dito po sa harapan. Just come here while the worship team leads us into the presence of God. Sige po. Just come here in front. I want to pray for you.
Higher than the mountains that I face. Stronger than the power of the grave.
Just come forward.
Come through the trial and the change. One thing remains.
Anyone here, maybe this is your first time to be here at Crossroad, and you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Gusto mong tanggapin si Jesus sa iyong puso bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon. I want you to come here in front, no? And make Him the Lord and Savior of your life. You know, He died on the cross to save you. Kung hindi mo pa naranasang mapatawad ng iyong kasalanan, hindi mo pa naranasang magkaroon ng katiyakan na kung sakaling mamatay ka, sa langit ka pupunta, now is the time to do it. No? I'd like to invite you to come here in front. We will pray together and let's ask Jesus to come and let Him be the Lord and Savior of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God.